Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Coffee Break Spanish Magazine, Season 3, Episode 2.
Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta con otro episodio del Coffee Break Spanish Magazine y yo soy Mark.
Hola amigos, soy Fernanda.
¿Cómo estás, Fernanda?
Muy bien, Mark, ¿y tú?
Muy, muy bien y muy contento porque hoy estamos hablando de una de mis ciudades preferidas en todo el mundo.
Ay, bueno, me vas a tener que enseñar entonces. Tú me cuentas.
But before we get onto that, welcome back to another episode of this Coffee Break Spanish Magazine. This is the show that is intended for intermediate learners and to help you take your Spanish that bit further. When you're learning a language, at the beginning, you go forward and forward and forward and learn lots of new things. And then there comes to a point where you kind of have to stop going forward because you need to go wider. And it's about getting more access to more content, to more input. Input in the sense of new material, new language material, new grammar points, new vocabulary. And that's exactly what this is all about.
Cuando ya tenemos que empezar a practicar y ya trabajar ahí en hablar más fluido y también saber más de la cultura.
Sí, la cultura sí que es muy importante también porque sin la cultura no podemos entender el idioma.
No.
Es y una parte tan importante.
Te hace también llevarte mejor con todas las personas de los países, ¿verdad? De los diferentes países.
Exacto. So if this happens to be the first episode that you're listening to, you may be wondering where Fernanda's accent is from. ¿De dónde eres tú?
Yo soy de Chile, chilena.
Eres chilena, pero no chilena como el fútbol, ¿no?
No puedo hacer la chilena, pero soy chilena.
Last time we were talking about football and one particular word that we came across was the chilena, the type of kick over your head to score a goal. But of course, this time we're changing the topic and talking about something different. We're talking about a city in Spain and we're going to be joined for this episode by our Spanish colleague, Anabel. Entonces, vamos a empezar.
Sí, empecemos.
So, as I said earlier, we're going to Spain this week and we're focusing on a text about a city that's very close to my heart because I used to study there. It's also a city we've mentioned many times on our podcasts in the past. We're talking about Salamanca. So, over to you, Anabel.
Hola a todos, hoy estoy muy emocionada porque vamos a hablar de una de mis ciudades favoritas. ¿Estáis listos? ¡Vamos allá! ¿Alguna vez habéis visto un astronauta o un dragón comiéndose un helado en la fachada de una catedral del siglo XVII? Si la respuesta es no, tal vez sea porque no habéis viajado a Salamanca. Esta ciudad, al oeste de la capital de España, es conocida por su historia y sobre todo por su cultura ecléctica. A pesar de que en la Plaza Mayor no hay obras arquitectónicas tan extravagantes, es una parada obligatoria para cualquier turista. De estilo barroco, es el lugar perfecto para probar la deliciosa carne de vacuno salmantina, tomar un helado o incluso disfrutar de los artistas callejeros. Yendo al sur por la vía principal, se pueden encontrar tiendas con la característica camiseta de la Universidad de Salamanca, la más antigua del país, y joyerías con el tradicional botón charro. Esa misma calle principal deriva en la plaza donde se encuentran las dos catedrales de la ciudad, la vieja, del siglo XIII, y la nueva, del siglo XVII. Es precisamente en esta fachada barroca donde se pueden encontrar el astronauta y el dragón, entre otras curiosidades. Desviándonos hacia el oeste, llegamos a la zona de la universidad, donde podremos ver el claustro de las escuelas menores y la fachada de las escuelas mayores, en donde hay escondida una pequeña rana. Se dice que si la encuentras, regresas a Salamanca. Y yo, de momento, doy fe. En nuestro viaje no puede faltar una visita al huerto de Calixto y Melibea, en cuyo pozo los enamorados dejan un candado como símbolo de su amor. Un paseo por allí parece un plan bastante romántico. Sin embargo, uno no puede marcharse de Salamanca sin ir al puente romano, que cruza el río Tormes y desde el que se puede hacer una magnífica fotografía del casco histórico de Salamanca. Así que ya sabéis, si estáis en España, es el lugar perfecto para una visita rápida.
Y también para una visita un poco más larga también, ¿no?
Se ve precioso Salamanca, ¿verdad?
De hecho, yo he pasado como 4 meses en Salamanca.
¡Qué suerte!
He estudiado filología española en la Universidad de Salamanca.
Muy bien.
Pero hace como, a ver, hace 25 años o algo así.
Hace poquito.
Pero me ha gustado un montón. Es una ciudad preciosa, con mucha historia, mucha cultura, muchísimos estudiantes. Mucha juerga.
¡Juerga!
Es fiesta, vida nocturna
vida
y todo
nocturna,
eso.
Sí.
Pero eso, no, es que es una ciudad que me encanta.
Bueno, cuando vayas a Salamanca me tienes que dar consejos entonces.
Perfecto, sí, lo haré.
Gracias.
Okay, let us go back through our text now and we'll talk a little about the language used as usual and we'll basically translate it as we go along. So, Fernanda, over to you.
Okay. ¿Alguna vez habéis visto un astronauta o un dragón comiéndose un helado?
So, one time, any time, have you seen an astronaut or a dragon eating an ice cream to him or herself? So, not a very good translation, but basically, ¿alguna vez habéis visto? So, we're using the vosotros form here.
¿Sí?
Fernanda, you wouldn't say that, would you?
Naturalmente no, pero en Latinoamérica lo aprendemos mm-hmm. cuando aprendemos español o castellano, ¿verdad?
So you would say, ¿alguna vez
han visto,
han visto? Pero en España se puede decir, vosotros habéis visto. So have you ever seen an astronaut or a dragon eating an ice cream?
¡Qué peculiar!
¿Sí? ¿Y dónde?
En la fachada de una catedral del siglo XVII.
So on the facade of a cathedral from the 17th century. Now let's just think about this. An astronaut sculpted in stone in the 17th century before space travel was popularized and so on. Yeah, it's quite interesting. And even an ice cream, ice cream may have been around, I don't know. But a dragon eating one. Basically, we're talking about something very peculiar here on the facade of the cathedral.
Sí, la fachada. La fachada. Bueno, fachada es una palabra bastante interesante porque tenemos expresiones también.
Ah, cuéntanos.
Sí,
cuéntanos.
Por ejemplo, si tú dices que alguien es pura fachada.
Pura fachada.
Sí, es como que te muestran una cosa,
sí.
pero son otra.
So it's all a facade. They're just
sí.
showing you the facade.
Por ejemplo, tú dices, ay, qué elegante, o se ve muy rica esa persona. Y tú dices, ah, es pura fachada. No tiene dinero, no.
So if you're seeing someone who looks very elegant and
sí.
look as if they're very rich, but then you get told that es pura fachada.
Sí.
It's just a pure facade. It's the pura bit, is that particularly Chileno?
No, lo usamos
no?
también en Latinoamérica.
Okay,
sí,
por
sí.
todas partes de Latinoamérica. So it's pure facade. It's,
sí.
it's just a front that he or she is putting on.
Sí, sí, sí.
Pura fachada, a nice expression there. Okay, so coming back to our astronauts and our ice cream eating dragons, si la respuesta es no.
Tal vez sea porque no habéis viajado a Salamanca.
So if the answer is no, perhaps it's because you have never traveled to Salamanca. Let's look at that tal vez sea. Tal vez means perhaps.
Sí.
It can be replaced by quizás.
Sí.
And both quizás and tal vez here are followed by the subjunctive.
Sea, ¿verdad?
So, tal vez sea, and it's because there's doubt involved. Perhaps sí. you haven't been to Salamanca.
No se sabe, ¿verdad? Es una teoría.
Exactly. So, these sculptures can be found on the cathedral in Salamanca, as amazing as it may seem. and we're going to tell you a little more about Salamanca now.
Perfecto. Esta ciudad, al oeste de la capital de España, es conocida por su historia.
So this city, to the west of the capital of Spain, is known for its history. There's an example of por being translated by for.
Sí, perfecto.
So it's been known for its history.
y sobre todo por su cultura ecléctica.
And above all, for its eclectic culture. So there we're talking about the
una mezcla, una combinación cultural, ¿verdad?
Exacto. So it's the mix of cultures that's sí. The important thing. It's lots of different types of cultures coming together in this one city.
A pesar de que en la Plaza Mayor no hay obras arquitectónicas tan extravagantes.
So, despite the fact that in the Plaza Mayor, in the main square, there are not extravagant or such extravagant architectural works.
Es una parada obligatoria para cualquier turista.
It is an obligatory stop for any tourist. Now, before we go on, I need to tell you about the Plaza Mayor in Salamanca.
Cuéntame.
It is a fantastic place. And last time we were talking about the verb pasear.
Sí.
And the paseo in the Plaza Mayor de Salamanca, just after people have had after lunch or indeed sí. Before dinner, when people are going for their wander through the Plaza Mayor, it's wonderful. You sit there having a coffee and you just watch the people walking by and enjoying the warm sunshine or indeed the slightly colder weather because it can get really cold in the winter in Salamanca.
Para su coffee break.
Para su coffee break, sí. Para calentarte.
Sí, se necesita el cafecito.
Exacto. Okay, so although it's not full of fabulous architectural works, it's a lovely place to be. Let's find out a little more about this Plaza Mayor.
De estilo barroco, es el lugar perfecto para probar la deliciosa carne de vacuno salmantina.
So in a Baroque style, de estilo barroco, it's the perfect place to try the delicious Salamancan beef. Very high quality beef.
Ah, qué rico, qué bueno.
Mm-hmm. Carne de vacuno. So vaca is obviously cow. So sí. Carne de vacuno is beef meat, as it were.
Sí, perfecto. Tomar un helado o incluso disfrutar de los artistas callejeros.
So you can either try your beef, you can have an ice cream. I have had many, many ice creams in the Plaza Mayor of Salamanca. and also enjoy the street artists. So people performing, there are many performers, as in many cities where there are squares and so on. So lots of performers.
Muy bonito.
Vamos a seguir.
Yendo al sur, por la vía principal, se pueden encontrar tiendas con la característica camiseta de la Universidad de Salamanca, la más antigua del país.
Okay, so the university in Salamanca is the oldest one in the country. So the oldest one in Spain and one of the oldest in the whole of Europe. And therefore, it dates from 1134.
1134. ¡Qué antigua!
¡Qué antigua! Sí, sí, muy antigua. So this university is very traditional. It's such a part of the town and the city that everywhere you can get the souvenirs with University of Salamanca on it.
Un buen recuerdito.
Sí, exacto. Including these características camisetas, the t-shirts with the logo, with the emblem of the University of Salamanca.
Se la lleva de regalo, ¿verdad?
Exacto. Sí, sí, sí. So yendo al sur por la vía principal, this means going to the south through the main street, you can encounter or you can find shops with the traditional t-shirts of the University of Salamanca, which is, as we said, the oldest in the country.
Sí. Y joyerías con el tradicional botón charro.
So, and these are jewelry shops with the traditional charro button or the charro pin. Now, charro is a word that can be, well, it can mean a few things. It's a kind of cowboy, isn't it?
Sí, bueno, los charros mexicanos, sí. Que son los que cantan las rancheras, ¿verdad? Sí. Tan conocidos con las guitarras.
Exacto. So the charro bands in Mexico. But what we're talking about here is it's a kind of silver pin with a design on it.
And un it's estilo very, especial.
Very typical of Salamanca. Indeed, it's so typical that you can find it everywhere, just like the t-shirts, the University of Salamanca t-shirts. So you can get your Botón Charro fridge magnet, you can get your keyring, you can obviously buy the button as well as a sí. Brooch or something like that.
Ay, qué lindo debe ser entonces con llaveros, magnetos.
Exacto, exacto. Okay, let us go on from here.
Esa misma calle principal deriva en la plaza donde se encuentran las dos catedrales de la ciudad.
Okay, so this same main street, deriva comes from the verb derivar.
Sí.
And to me, in my head, it sort of feels like derives from, but in this case, it actually goes towards, isn't
sí,
it?
Sí, va hacia. Si tú te imaginas, termina la calle y va hacia otro lugar.
And I have to say, when you do walk along the street, you walk along from the Plaza Mayor and you're walking along the street, it's pedestrianized now mostly, and you walk right along and then you come into this plaza, I think it's the Plaza de Anaya, and your head goes straight up because you can't believe you've not seen the cathedral until this point. But you arrive there and you see the cathedral. There's beautiful gardens. And it is just absolutely astounding. It's wonderful.
Oh, perfecto para fotos, ¿verdad?
Sí. So I've got a little bit excited there. Let's get back to the text. So this esa misma calle, so that same street, deriva en la plaza, it ends up in or it arrives at the square, donde se encuentran las dos catedrales de la ciudad, where you can find the two cathedrals of the city.
La vieja del siglo XIII.
So the old one from the 13th century.
Y la nueva del 17.
And the new one from the 17th century, del siglo XVII.
Es precisamente en esta fachada barroca donde se pueden encontrar el astronauta y el dragón, entre otras curiosidades.
So it's precisely in this Baroque facade where you can encounter, where you can find the astronaut and the dragon, among other curiosities.
El momento para el selfie, ¿verdad?
Exacto. Okay, let's head towards the west.
Desviándonos hacia el oeste, llegamos a la zona de la universidad, donde podremos ver el claustro de las escuelas menores y la fachada de las escuelas mayores.
Okay, that's quite a long sentence there. Let's go back through it. Desviándonos hacia el oeste, so heading off towards the west, llegamos a la zona de la universidad. So we arrive in the zone, the area of the university, donde podremos ver, where we will be able to see, a nice future tense, el claustro de las escuelas menores. El claustro is a cloister.
Sí, como cloister, ¿verdad?
Okay, so this is the sort of arched area. It's a beautiful building, an arched area with an open, no roof, basically. With a, I think, if I remember correctly, there's a lawn, a grass lawn
yeah.
in the middle. And this is of the escuelas menores.
Sí.
And then we also see la fachada de las escuelas mayores. So, what's going
sí,
on here?
Bueno, a ver, en el pasado, en las escuelas menores se estudiaban bachilleratos o algunas carreras no tan avanzadas y después se podía pasar a las escuelas mayores,
okay.
donde se hacían más licenciaturas o doctorados.
Okay, so these were the sort of lower grades of study in
sí.
the escuelas menores, and then if you wanted to continue your studies, you would pass on to the escuelas mayores. And that was in the past. Things
en el pasado,
are,
sí.
A little bit different now. And in the fachada of the escuelas mayores, there's something interesting.
Sí, en donde hay escondida una pequeña rana.
There is a little frog hidden. So let's hear about the tradition here.
Sí, se dice que si la encuentras, regresas a Salamanca.
So it is said that if you find it, you will return to Salamanca.
Es como una leyenda.
Una leyenda, sí, a legend. That if you find this frog, then you will return to Salamanca. What does Annabelle say here?
Annabelle dijo, y yo de momento doy fe.
This is a good example of a nice expression. Dar fe means to testify.
Sí.
So Annabelle's testifying to the fact that if you do find the frog, you'll go back to Salamanca. I have to admit something here. I have not yet found it, so my job is to return in order to find
Para encontrarla.
Okay, let's finish off our text.
En nuestro viaje no puede faltar una visita al huerto de Calixto y Melibea.
In our journey, we can't miss the garden or the orchard of Calixto y Melibea, or Calisto and Melibea. Let's talk a little about this, because this is very much a cultural reference
sí.
here.
Ellos, bueno, son unos personajes de La Celestina.
De La Celestina,
sí.
que es una obra de
una obra.
Fernando de Rojas, ¿no?
Sí, muy conocida La Celestina. Y se supone que estos personajes se conocieron en el jardín.
So it's supposed that these two characters met in this garden.
Sí, y la Celestina, ser Celestina es una expresión interesante porque es como matchmaker.
Exacto. So the word Celestina is like the word matchmaker, and there's a whole story there. You need to look into the story to find out a little more about it. We're simplifying things here a little, but yeah, sí. definitely check this out. But what is in this garden, in this orchard, a pozo?
Sí, entonces, en cuyo pozo los enamorados dejan un candado como símbolo de su amor.
So we're talking here about un pozo, which is a well.
Sí.
And this is where lovers, so people in love, leave un candado, which is
a padlock.
A padlock, as a symbol of their love. So as many people do in many different places around the world, sometimes causing bridges to fall into the River Seine and things
sí,
like that.
Un poquito peligroso.
Sí, 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 sí. But you can leave a padlock as a symbol of your love in this well.
Un paseo por allí parece un plan bastante romántico.
So a wander over that way seems quite a romantic idea.
Sí, sin embargo, uno no puede marcharse de Salamanca sin ir al puente romano.
However, you can't go away from Salamanca. Marcharse de means to leave or to leave from, without going to the Roman bridge.
Que cruza el río Tormes y desde el que se puede hacer una magnífica fotografía del casco histórico de Salamanca.
So the Roman bridge crosses the río, the Tormes River, and from which, desde el que se puede hacer, from which you can make or you can take a magnificent photo of the historical part of Salamanca, the historical center of Salamanca.
Sí, de todos los edificios.
Exacto.
Así que, ya sabéis, si estáis en España, es el lugar perfecto para una visita rápida.
So, now you know, if you're in Spain, then it is the perfect place for a short or indeed a longer visit. Just on the point of it being a short visit, you can easily get to Salamanca in a day from Madrid.
¿En serio?
So, you can just jump on the train. The train takes now about an hour and a half. When I was there was no train. You had to get a bus, which took 4 hours.
Oh.
But you've now got the train, which will get you there in roughly an hour and a half, I think. Spend the day in Salamanca and then get back to Madrid in the evening. So it's definitely worth a stop if you're there.
Un buen panorama.
Exacto. Now, we've also actually got some video content that we filmed in Salamanca. We filmed our second season of Coffee Break Spanish to Go in Salamanca with Marina, and also made a little film about that day. So that's coming soon on our YouTube channel. So don't forget to check that out. For now, we're going to take a short break. If you'd like to get more out of your experience with the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, then you can use the premium version of this course. That includes lesson notes and transcripts, and also vocabulary and exercises to help you get more out of each lesson. The Coffee Break Spanish magazine premium edition is available at the Coffee Break Academy, and you can head to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. It's time for a question from one of our listeners. And this week we're going to Norway to hear from Hannah. Over to you, Hannah.
Hola, soy Hannah de Noruega y tengo una pregunta, pero en inglés. When do you not use the subjunctive form when speaking about the future?
Pues muchas gracias, Hannah. Tusen takk, det er veldig bra å praktisere norsken min. Pero bueno, volvamos al español.
Muy bien.
Let's talk about the subjunctive, and let's talk about cuando in particular, because it is an interesting word. Of course, we know it means when,
sí.
But we do use it in two specific situations, don't we, Fernanda?
Sí, muy bien, Marque. Muy buena pregunta, Hannah. Entonces, ¿cuándo? Usamos cuando en el futuro... Se usa siempre el subjuntivo.
So every time cuando is followed by a future scenario, we use the subjunctive.
Sí,
there
siempre.
Is no doubt.
No, no tenemos okay. otra opción. Y si usamos cuando con algo que siempre hacemos, algo regular, usamos el presente, un tiempo más normal, ¿verdad?
So in this case, whenever we're talking about something that's regular, that happens as a regular occurrence, then we use cuando with the present. I think if we have some examples, this will help. Let's sí. start with the normal, the regular occurrence ones.
Entonces, cuando voy a Málaga, siempre compro en el mercado de Atarazanas.
Okay, so this is a regular occurrence. Whenever you go to Málaga, you always go shopping in the Atarazanas market.
Sí, siempre compro verduras y fruta fresca.
Y pescado.
Sí, sí, muy bien, sí, verdad.
So, compro, a nice straightforward present tense there.
Sí.
Cuando voy a Málaga, cada vez compro en el mercado de Atarazanas.
Perfecto, siempre lo hago.
Let's change this now. Let's think about a future situation because perhaps, well, I know that for a fact you're going to Málaga next year, aren't you?
Sí, 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 de vacaciones en marzo.
Muy bien.
Entonces, con tus planes podrías decir, cuando vaya a Málaga, compraré en el mercado de Atarazanas.
So, do you see what's happening here, Hannah? We've got cuando vaya a Málaga, when I go to Málaga. Now, that subjunctive there, I guess it kind of involves a little bit of uncertainty because we don't know whether that's going to happen. Hopefully it will happen.
Esperemos.
But there is that element of uncertainty there, and that's why when we're talking about this future situation, when you go to Málaga in March, then we need the subjunctive. Cuando vaya a Málaga en marzo. And the next part is just a normal future because sí. I will go to shop in the...
Son tus planes.
Those are the plans. So, cuando vaya a Málaga, that's the first bit that's linked to the cuando. Compraré en el mercado de Atarazanas.
Sí, esperemos que vaya.
Perfecto. Well, Hannah, I hope that makes sense, that after the cuando, when there's a future situation, you need the subjunctive, but when it's a normal, when you're talking about what you normally do, a regular occurrence, then just stick with a present tense.
Perfecto, Mark. Muy bien.
Okay. Hopefully that makes sense to Hannah, and I hope that that's also made sense to our other listeners. And if you have a question for the Coffee Break Spanish team, then you can call our voicemail line, and the numbers are for the UK 0141 416 6880, for the US 347 474 6880, and for Australia 0872006880. Or of course, you can go straight to coffeebreakquestions.com, and we look forward to your questions. Okay, we're back with the final segment of this episode, and we're back with Anabel. Hola, Anabel.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. ¿Qué tal tú?
Bien, muy bien. Y muy contento de estar hablando de Salamanca hoy. ¿Tú eres de Salamanca?
No, yo soy de Madrid, pero mi familia es de Salamanca.
Ah, muy interesante. Entonces conoces muy bien la ciudad.
Sí.
Es una ciudad preciosa, ¿no?
Es preciosa, es magnífica.
Veo, de hecho, que tienes un anillo.
Sí, es el botón charro.
El botón charro, que es un símbolo de Salamanca.
De Salamanca.
¿No?
Uh-huh.
Muy bien. Pues en cada episodio vamos a charlar un poquito sobre, no sé, algo de la gramática o de una expresión idiomática o, no sé, un trabalenguas o lo que sea. ¿Qué tienes para nosotros hoy?
Hoy tengo la expresión ser un gorrón.
Ser un gorrón. Okay, let's think a little about this expression. So, un gorrón. ¿Qué es un gorrón?
Un gorrón es una persona que se aprovecha de los demás.
Ah, right. So someone who takes advantage of other people. Not a very nice term, but let's talk a little more about it. Entonces, ¿de dónde viene esta palabra?
Viene precisamente de Salamanca, que es una, bueno, es la ciudad universitaria. Uh-huh. Y los estudiantes que no tenían muchos recursos se diferenciaban de los que sí porque llevaban una gorra.
Okay, so the students who didn't have many resources, mm-hmm. or who didn't have much money, in a sense, they differentiated themselves from the other students. In what way? Llevaban?
Llevaban una gorra.
Una gorra. So they were wearing, they used to wear a hat.
Sí.
¿Qué tipo de gorra?
Una gorra oscura, mm-hmm. y después la capa era de una tela mucho más barata.
Okay, so a dark hat and then sí. a cape. Which was of cheap material.
Exactly.
Okay, so these are the students who didn't have as much money. Mm-hmm. So how did this then become ser un gorrón?
Porque como no tenían dinero para comer, sí. se colaban en fiestas y así comían y bebían gratis.
So they went to parties and uh-huh. they ate and they drank for free. So they were taking advantage of the goodness of other people.
Sí.
And this is how we get the phrase ser un gorrón.
Mm-hmm.
¿Puedes darnos un ejemplo de esta palabra?
Sí, por supuesto. Mi amiga Elena, por ejemplo, es una gorrona porque nunca paga nada.
Uy, pero ¿sabe que estás hablando de ella?
Esperemos que no.
You're making this up, of course. You don't have that. Sí. Okay, so your friend is a gorrona, the feminine version of
sí.
this. Una gorrona porque nunca paga por nada.
Exacto.
Okay, so she never pays for anything, so she's a bit of a gorrona. She takes advantage of other people's kindness. Pues muchísimas gracias, Anabel.
Gracias a ti.
We'll be back with Anabel not next time, but the following episode, and we're looking forward to what you have for us next time too. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Is gorrona or gorrón a word that you use in Chile?
No, es una expresión nueva para mí.
Entonces, ¿tú tienes otra palabra que usas en Latinoamérica?
No sé, diría alguien que es aprovechado, tal vez. Sí, sí que se aprovecha.
Ajá. Pero no hay una palabra fija para...
No, se me ocurre ahora. Se aprovecha de la buena voluntad.
Sí, ok, vale. Pues, this episode, as all our episodes of the Coffee Break Spanish Magazine, is available as part of our premium course, and that is available in the Coffee Break Academy, where you can access the transcript and the lesson notes, along with vocabulary and exercises, to help you get more out of what we've talked about today. So to find out more about that, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Now our episodes go out every 2 weeks, but if you would like to practice during these 2 weeks, you can practice in social media with our Coffee Break team.
Mm-hmm. And so where can our listeners find us on Facebook?
We post regular language and cultural challenges on Facebook. Just go to Coffee Break Spanish on the search.
Okay, and what about Twitter?
You can go to Learn Spanish on Twitter and you'll have regular updates.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Instagram?
Instagram, you can go to Coffee Break Languages to find us.
And there you'll find all the behind-the-scenes photos. We must take a photo in the studio because
yeah.
we've not taken a photo yet of you in the studio, Fernanda.
I know.
So we'll put that on Instagram. Pues muchas gracias y hasta
muchas
la próxima.
Muchas gracias, Marc. Adiós.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.